Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I had no idea that we'd actually have a psychiatrist come on the doggone show today and tell us that satanic ritual abuse was real, that the MKUltra program was real, that dissociative identity disorder was real, the government's been involved in this, and there's CIA documentation to prove it, and it's been classified since 1970-73. They're using drugs to change people's brains and minds, and the use of psychiatric drugs is limited at best and only slightly successful in very rare cases. He actually promoted the CCHR, which is the organization from, you know, the Church of Scientology, which I don't agree with the Church of Scientology. I think they're a problem, but I believe that their organization is actually very, very good. John Rappaport will be next. Now, John is one of my favorite guests. In fact, he's the first guest that I've actually brought back on for the second time for an interview with me on the show. And the reason for that is the last time Mr. Rappaport came on the show with me, the phone lines went absolutely ballistic. We could have kept him on for the full 2 hours. We took hundreds of phone calls off the air that they couldn't even get through. Today I brought John on for several reasons. I wanted him to talk to me about the narrative of the news anchor. I've read so much about what he said about this and how they do this and how they've basically taken Brian Williams and given him almost godlike status because of what they've done and the symmetry and the imagery they've used around him. And I wanted him to talk about the measles vaccine and what's going on with that and what the truth is on all that and why more of this mind control hysteria is going on. But John Rappaport is one of the most brilliant people I've ever read. He has a very, very collection. It's called The Matrix Revealed, Exit from the Matrix and Power Outside the Matrix. His website is No More Fake News. He has a free newsletter he sends out. I want everybody, when we get off the air today, to go to that website, No More Fake News, and I want you to sign up for his newsletter. It's going to be a blessing to you and to your family, and you're going to learn so much. He's the first man, as I mentioned earlier, who basically called out that Ebola thing as a false flag last summer and basically tried to keep the hysteria down in the media. John, it's so good to have you back on. I hope you enjoyed that introduction. I can't say anything else better about you that I know to say.
Hey, I'll take that every time. Great to be here again with you.
It's so good to be back on with you, John. I enjoy sending you. Every once in a while, let me tell you about John. Every once in a while, I'll get a little weird email in or something strange will be, it'll pop across my desk. And I'll forward it to John. I'll say, John, what do you think about this? And he's got his, you know, he's always so kind as to answer me back. And the other day, I asked him something. He actually wrote a whole article on it. I thought that was fascinating. But tell me what's going on with Brian Williams and tell me why they sacrificed one of their own, John. I mean, did he do something that got somebody mad? I mean, why did they allow this to gain traction?
Well, on one level, they allowed it to gain traction because they couldn't stop it. I mean, you had Stars and Stripes contradicting Williams' story about the helicopter and he was fired on. And, you know, these guys came out, military guys, and said, this is absolutely a lie. You know, never happened, and so on and so forth. And so the story built. You know, Drudge played it up, and other media outlets were, you know, they had to follow with something. And then Williams lied in his apology. So, you know, now the story just explodes because he said, well, maybe I wasn't really in the copter. It was fired on. It was the one ahead of us. And then other guys said in the military, no, that's not true. He wasn't even in that particular group. He came in a few hours later, and Williams is talking about the fog of memory, you know, over 10 years, and the favorite word, conflating, which sounds like some kind of digestive disorder. You know, so all of a sudden, bang. And yes, on another level, they are sacrificing one of their own, and there may be some, you know, interplay between the networks because other networks are looking at this and drooling and thinking, well, if we can get Williams out of there on NBC, we have a chance for better ratings. So that's another part of the story as well.
Okay, when we come back with a break, we'll continue with this story. John Rappaport, my guest for the third hour today.
the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the third hour of the worldwide broadcast of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brower, your host for Thursday, February the 10th, 2015. My guest this hour has the dubious distinction, I may add, of being the only person I've repeated to this point as a guest on the Power Hour. He's one of my favorite authors, journalist, investigative reporter, absolutely brilliant, brilliant man. I love having him on the show. And we're going to talk some more about the narrative of Tom Brokaw and Dan Rather and Peter Jennings, which I found interesting. We were talking about during the break. After 9/11 happened, that was, I guess, so egregious for some of these folks in the media that all three of these news anchors were replaced. Or Jennings came down with cancer and basically were taken off the air and basically discounted. Right after 9/11, a few years after 9/11, they were all gone and we had all new people. What do you think about that, John? Do you think it was such a big deal and they started realizing what was going on, that they were having a hard time keeping these guys on the chain?
Yeah, I think these guys themselves began to realize that something was terribly wrong. You know, in the case of Peter Jennings, there's some interesting stuff there. There was a science reporter at ABC who was a friend of Jennings. They were both from Canada. The guy's name was Nick Regush, and he was a science writer for ABC. And this guy was good, man. I mean, he exposed a tremendous amount of medical fraud and got into deep things like saying the doctors and researchers saying a virus existed when there was no proof that it existed. And he was writing articles online at ABC about all this stuff. And he had a direct line to Jennings, and Jennings liked him. And Jennings began to put on a few of Nick's stories.
Oh.
And this was like a huge problem for ABC because all of a sudden they were, you know, bucking the entire medical cartel. And Regush was let go or resigned because he couldn't get any more stories together. He died. Jennings died. Dan Rather, you know, tried to expose George Bush. And fumbled the ball, basically, is what he did. And so they just knocked him out of the box. And now here's Brian Williams, okay? In my estimation, the worst of the major anchors in terms of, you know, the hypnotic effect that he has on audiences, and everybody looks at him like, oh, he's a newsboy, and it's one, you know, he's like the kid on his bicycle going down the street throwing newspapers on the porches, you know, it's all just kind of Disney, you know, America type stuff. But Williams goes outside the box. He gets on all these late night shows and he does comedy and this and that and the other thing. And people begin to think, who is this guy? You know, does he have some doubts about what he's doing? Does he realize, for example, he said something, and I quoted him recently, that many, many more Americans think that Jon Stewart's fake newsroom is better than the real newsrooms.
Mm.
Right? So he's really caused some problems, especially with the younger generation who are saying, yeah, you know, this guy's an interesting comedian, Brian Williams. We kind of like him for that reason. He doesn't take the news all that seriously. Well, that's a big problem. You've got to take the news seriously if you're the most elite anchor in America. And so here's an opportunity to totally smash Williams, which I think is great. I mean, I'm all for it. Anything that gets these anchors' reputation soiled legitimately is great as far as I'm concerned because it breaks the trance of the news. But there are reasons behind this kind of thing happening to Williams. And he is probably on his way out. And there you go, you know.
Well, you know, John, I had a friend of mine. He's a State Farm agent up in Milwaukee, up in Minnesota, in the area up there. And it was interesting. He emailed me the other day. He goes, what did Brian Williams do? Why are they turning on their own boy? And I hadn't really thought about that. So that's one of the reasons I wanted you on today, because I wanted to ask you that, because it seems odd to me that these guys would cannibalize their own person. But if he was going around to other talk shows and doing other narratives other than the narrative he was supposed to do, he was going to be losing his effectiveness, or basically the Matrix was going to de-evolve around him and people were no longer to be in their trance when he was on the air. But he has said some stuff before that made me want to just go out and just throw up, be honest with you, because
yeah.
It was so ridiculous that he would even say stuff that it was such a lie, and I would just turn it off, and I'm done, I'm not listening to these idiots anymore, because they just completely obfuscate the truth. And so apparently his narrative was losing its effectiveness, where he was coming off the chain, and they decided that they were going to allow this, because, you know, the entire media is controlled through the Reuters and through the Rothschild cartel and through the doggone AP Wire network, and so they allowed all of this to propagate through those networks and be able to be disseminated, and there was a reason, and I think you just hit on it, I really do.
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons. And then, of course, you've got the rise of the Internet, you know, and its establishment of its own, because Drudge decides, okay, I'm going to put this thing on the biggest headline. All of a sudden, Brian Williams accused of lying. So now this goes out to, you know, millions of people every day, and other outlets pick it up. CBS loves this. ABC loves this, because now, you know, their competition looks like he might be going down the toilet. And so the story gets out of hand, because that does happen, especially with the Internet. Story gets out of hand. What are you going to do about it now? So NBC is in a complete, you know, chaos situation. What are we going to do here? How do we handle this? And the story keeps exploding, and more people say, well, he's not only lying about this, he's lying about New Orleans and the flood and Hezbollah and the little doggy that he saved when he was a kid as a volunteer fireman. You know, what we're looking at here, and people have to understand this, this is a guy who's been inflating stories all of his life, Brian Williams, since he was a kid. You know, you tell a good story and you add details and you do more and you kind of pump yourself up and you get a reputation as being a sort of a hero. Because if you want to get the prime spot, the elite media anchor in America, you're up against, you know, some horrendous competition in that world. Anything you can do to inflate your own reputation and so forth, that's what you do, you know, and that's what he's done all of his life. And here he is all of a sudden, you know, with his pants down. So, but.
Well, I'm glad he's gone. I have no idea who they'll put in their spot. They've tried Katie Couric. They've tried a whole bunch of different ones, you know, with all these different medias. And what's happened is their viewership is way down. You know that. And now they're using the symbolism like in the football games, and the symbolism with the Grammys the other night when they get 26 million viewers watching Madonna do her little Satan dance and all the things they do, or Katy Perry ride out on the Beast of Revelation. And we see all of this stuff, and we start to realize when the internet exposes that, it's like walking into somebody's room and you're the thief, and you sneak in there at 2 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden the person's in the bed with a 12 gauge shotgun aimed at you, and you're thinking, well, I guess I'm not going to rob this house tonight. And that's kind of what's happening. We're having this awakening. Dave Hodges said in one of the articles, and I quoted him earlier today, that once 10% of the masses wake up, that basically the narrative starts to change and goes through the 10%. And that's why the media can never allow, the globalists can never allow the awakening to go over 10%. There's always a false flag before that threshold is reached because they want to maintain control. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. You know, you can look for something big coming up that will divert everybody's attention from this. You know, I write a lot about hypnosis, mind control, and media. And so, as you say, their narrative is crumbling. The narrative of the news. Here's what's happening on the news tonight, and blah, 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 blah. And he said, and this representative of the FBI says this, and blah, blah, blah. And a little child was saved in a boat, and blah, 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 and that's the news. Good night. And, you know, people are waking up to the fact that there's no content. It's all baloney. There's no context. There's no background. There's no peering behind the curtain. And so, when the narrative crumbles, the hypnosis effect crumbles, because the hypnosis effect depends upon millions and millions of people in front of their TV sets every night following one story into another, the smooth transition. This is the news. You are all asleep. You are all receiving this now. And that's breaking apart. That's crashing into the sea. That's what's happening. That's what's been happening, really, at an accelerated rate for the last 10 years.
Well, tell everybody who's listening about the flicker rate and the alpha brainwave state and the hypnotic suggestion that the TV does to you anyhow. Go ahead. Explain that to the listeners so they can understand that, please, John.
Well, basically, because of lack of eye movement, for one thing, which is a major factor, you do go into a trance state if you're staring at the tube. And then you've got the flicker rate of the transmission itself. And what I've pointed out to people, you just look at the national newscast. I mean the big ones, not the local ones. Look for how many different shades of blue on the set, in the studio. All manner of little squares and little backgrounds and this background of blue and that blue and this blue and that blue is a traditional hypnotic restful color. Alpha waves are generated in the brain, which put people into a suggestive state. And they do this intentionally. I mean, you know, this is no accident. They construct these sets. Everything is aimed at creating a world of its own in which the viewer is in a trance, in a light trance, in a state of suggestibility and receptibility. That's what the news, that world is all about. And the other thing is, they've got the money. They've got what it takes to be able to say, this is Brian Williams in New York, and we lead at the top of the news tonight with a story from Baghdad and our reporter, blah, blah, blah. Bang, you're in Baghdad, right? And there's a reporter standing on a rooftop in Baghdad, right? And people go, wow, you know, I mean, could this be anything but the truth? Look at the technical capability here. There was no break. There was no abruptness. We went from New York at 30 Rock, and all of a sudden we're in Baghdad, and there's a guy in a bush jacket standing on top of a building, and he's talking about something or other. You know, when the truth is that that guy in Baghdad doesn't even get the news himself. He doesn't go out there and find the news. He gets it from New York.
We'll come right back forward with John Rappaport after the break.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Okay, what we're going to do now, we're going to basically give out a phone number for you guys to call, and we're going to go to phone calls for John Rappaport. We're also going to talk about measles vaccines, about why they don't work and why the government's trying to force us to take immunizations. In addition to that, we'll continue with the narrative. Plus, I want to ask John about the routine satanic sexual abuse that we were talking about in the last hour, and if he's aware of any of that. Phone number, 855-995-6923. It's 855-995-6923. This is your opportunity to speak to one of the greatest investigative journalists in the entire world, who basically did extensive research on the AIDS epidemic and all the other things that have been going on. Give him a call. I know the phones are going to go into gridlock here in just a minute. There are a couple lines that are still open right now. John, the last hour we had Dr. Ross on. He was talking about satanic ritual abuse and mind control and the MK Ultra program. Real quickly, what do you know about that in the next couple of minutes?
Well, it's never stopped. I mean, as far as the CIA was concerned, it was, they supposedly, you know, stopped in 1964. But I know for a fact, because I talked to John Marks, who wrote the book Search for the Manchurian Candidate, and he told me, listen, the CIA told me that they switched the mind control program to what's called ORD, Office of Research and Development, in 1964, after that, or 62, after they claimed they had stopped doing mind control. And I was told I would never get any information about this ever and to forget about it. So they went totally dark at that time. And then in 1995, you had testimony before the Committee on Radiation Experiments, which is on the record, mind control victims talking about how they were subjected to radiation as part of a wide-ranging mind control program where they were basically slaves as children to experimenters in the military and in the CIA. This program has never stopped. It continues on, and it's going on right now at DARPA, which is the technical arm of the Pentagon, because what they want to do is map the entire brain and alter it to make it, quote, normal. That's their objective, which is way beyond anything that the CIA was doing in the 1950s. So this stuff never stops. It just changes venues, and it keeps on going, and the whole objective is to have a completely mind-controlled population.
God, it's nuts. All right, we gotta change back. We have to go to immunizations right now. Measles vaccine, there are 18 variants of the measles. We know the measles vaccine is not effective. 18% of the population that's been coming down with measles basically has been vaccinated twice, hasn't worked. I was told by a show host last Friday in Detroit that all parents need to be arrested, their children need to be seized and forcibly vaccinated for measles. What do you think about that narrative that's being pushed through the AP wire and also being pushed through? Do you think it's because William Thompson has been given whistleblower status and immunity now from the Obama White House, and now is going to go forward and testify about the falsification of data with the CDC, and they're trying to change the narrative and spin the story and cover up the real truth of what's going on with Thompson? What do you think, John?
That's part of it, but the other part of it is the flu vaccine. You know, they said, hey, the flu vaccine, as it turns out, doesn't have anything to do with the virus of flu that's circulating this year. But you should take it anyway, even though it's completely ineffective and irrelevant. You still got to get the vaccine. And in fact, some nurses that don't could be fired from their jobs, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. So this is, a complete scandal. I mean, this should be page one news. And the CDC has to cover all this up.
That's right.
Cover it up all of a sudden? Oh, we got a measles outbreak.
That's
Disneyland.
Right.
The fun house goes sinister, you know, monsters lurking with the measles, get vaccinated. This outbreak, last I saw, 121 cases. This is
a joke. It's not an outbreak. It's nothing.
So this is a complete diversion from the fact that, once again, the CDC has been caught with their pants down when it comes to a flu vaccine, which is completely ineffective, can have serious adverse effects. And they have to, distract the public. So let's see, what can we do? Oh, four kids got the measles at Disneyland. Wow, that's a story. And now we can just keep using the word, and people have to understand this, outbreak, outbreak, outbreak. You know, somebody shows up in Delaware with the measles, and all of a sudden that's part of the outbreak, as if this all went from Disneyland to Delaware to Las Vegas to, as if it's all one thread of wild infection raging. Yeah, 121 cases. No proof that any of these cases are really connected in any way in these other states. But they're making this big, big deal out of basically nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, again, it's part of the narrative. They want us to know that basically the petrochemical – pharmaceutical corporations that are owned by the World Bank, that own the media, that own pretty much everything in the United States now are in control, and they're not going to let their control go, because you got to sit down, shut up, take your drugs, take your vaccines, and be a good little mind slave, I guess. When we come back from the break, we're going to Rich, Lauren, Jerry, Ken, and Mike on the phone. Call us up right now. Talk to one of the world's authorities on this subject.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. Wow, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the third hour of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer. I do remember my name. I do remember my name, I promise you. John Rappaport is my guest today. And I didn't even, I was reading is what happened, and I didn't realize this with John. In 1994, John ran for a seat in the U.S. Congress in the 29th District in Los Angeles. After 6 months of campaigning on a very small budget, he garnered 20% of the vote, running against an incumbent who had occupied the seat for 20 years. I didn't know you had done that, John. Very impressive. John's website is www.nomorefakenews.com. Nomorefakenews.com. I want you guys to sign up for his free newsletter. I also want you to check out The Matrix Revealed, Exit from the Matrix, and Power Outside of the Matrix. I'm sure the Matrix being this reality they've set up for us. And I've asked John to give me some more information on that so I can discuss that with you guys in depth and at length about this maybe on another show. We're going right straight to the phone calls, John. Rick from Washington, you've been here. You've been patiently holding for over 30 minutes. Go ahead. You are on the air. Rick from Washington.
Well, I just want to thank you for the show you're doing this morning. And as always, informative. And I want to just address a couple high points. And I know you got a lot of other callers listening, so I'm not going to go into any depth. But this whole situation of kidnapping children, and I mean, it, like he said, it goes back a long, long ways. And I mean, I think it ultimately it had it, its roots in the death camps of Germany with a lot of those innocent people and children that were experimented on. And but it somehow made its way into our government. And like John said, the CIA has been promoting this through situations from like Bluebird and Monarch. And some of my studies in looking into this that were very revealing, and I warn people, if you're going to research these things that I'm mentioning, put your helmet and your breastplate on because it'll really mess with your mind. But the Presidio, what was going on where they were flying plane loads of children into, I think, the Presidio. Michael Aquino had satanic connections with Anton LaVey, and they were doing horrible things to children there. It's a giant rabbit hole. Another modern-day conduit worldwide is Serco. If your guest or you yourself are interested, look into Serco. It's a worldwide...
Is that with a C or an S?
S.
Okay. Spell it, please.
Annette, S-E-R-C-O.
Okay, Serco.
And one of the guys who has researched that in depth found out they actually had some connections to Newtown, Connecticut also. But it, if there's evil involved in a modern-day worldwide setting, you can bet Serco's involved. And,
you know what, Rich? It's interesting to call and talk about this because, you know, we talk about what happened in Nazi death camps with children. This has been going on a lot longer than this. And even if you read in the Old Testament, it talks about how they took their children and they sacrificed them to Baal and to Moloch, and that basically the children were passed through the fire. I mean, they've been sacrificing children in these satanic ritual ceremonies for thousands of years. And we talked about that last week and how they're able to control the illusion, apparently, from the power they're getting from all of these satanic sacrifices, or so they believe. That's their narrative. They don't even realize that greater is he who is in us than he's in the world. They don't get that. They really believe they're right and they're doing the right things. John, what do you know about Serco and these other types of, what was the other one called, Rich?
Let him address Serco. If he knows anything about that, that's enough of a subject to discuss. But
make the connection in now is in medical kidnapping. Because people have to understand this is all part and parcel.
Okay, medical kidnapping, okay? That's a new term I've never heard. Explain to me medical kidnapping.
All right,
what
happens. Parents have a kid, like the case recently, 17 years old. She's not quite an adult, but she has a form of cancer, and she decides she doesn't want to do, the usual chemo. Whoa, what? And the mother stands behind her. So she's kidnapped. I mean, she's taken by the cops, by Child Protective Services, and she's taken to a hospital, and they deliver chemo to her. They put her in a room, and they give her chemo. That's it. You know, now, in case anybody listening doesn't understand, we're talking about incredibly poisonous drugs that destroy all cells of the human body, and the idea is, hopefully, I will destroy the tumor before we destroy the person. So here's this 17-year-old kid, basically kidnapped. No choice, no informed consent, which is part of the law, that the patient has to have complete informed consent and freedom of choice, either she or her mother, about whether to treat her. No, forget about that. The state overrides all of that. Now, this is not the only case. We have many cases where Child Protective Services, with marshals or the police, come in, take the child because medical treatment has been prescribed by doctors, and especially in the case of cancer, but other things too as well. No. You've got to get the treatment. Otherwise, the parents are endangering the life of the children. What's this natural health stuff? We don't care about that. Doesn't mean anything. We take the kids, put them in the hospital, and treat them with poisonous, toxic drugs. Now you can go to court. You can try to challenge that, this, that, and the other thing, but the treatment is going to take place.
You know what's crazy, John? I had another talk show host I was on with last week, and, you know, he's been having some problems with his blood sugar, and I told him, I said, there's some natural things you can do for adult-onset diabetes. And he went to his doctor and he said, you know, there's some things I want to try here. And the doctor says, will you stop messing around with this stupid natural stuff? I mean, all I want you to do is take your drugs and your metformin and all these other types of drugs and be quiet and just listen to what I'm telling you to do. And he told me what the doctor had said. And so my response to him was, get another doctor. I mean,
hey,
my goodness. I mean, just, okay, let's go back to the
problem. Here's something that people don't understand. I mean, maybe we mentioned this the last time I was on the air. Dr. Barbara Starfield, July 26, 2000, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. She was a revered public health expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Everybody's mainstream credentials, meticulous up and down the line, publishes this piece in the Journal of American Medical Association. The medical system in the United States kills 225,000 people per year directly. That's 2.25 million deaths per decade, okay, directly killed by the U.S. medical system. So with that as the background context, you can see how much of the media narrative excludes information like this, right? Because if more people became aware of this fact, they would rebel completely against medical kidnapping, against what their doctors are telling them that they have to take in terms of toxic drugs. The whole show would be over.
Now, John, I want to ask you a question. How old are you?
I am 76.
Okay. Now, I ask you that for a reason because I knew how old you were, and I want to tell everybody. Now, I want you to listen to this man. He is as mentally acute as an 18-year-old. He's 76 years old. He's absolutely brilliant. He never misses a beat. He practices what he preaches. He's the real deal. He's not trying to tell you something he doesn't do. He's 76 years old. He has the mind of an 18-year-old, probably with 150, 160 IQ. And that's why I bring him on, because the man is absolutely brilliant. Lauren, Ohio, you want to talk to John about vaccines? Go ahead.
I sure do, and I'd like to leave my number if you guys could please give me a call so I can explain this and make sure everybody understands. You can't rebel against, you know, the only thing you can rebel against is legitimate authority. Where it's illegitimate authority, there is no rebellion. The enemy is the lie. You have God-given rights. They are guaranteed by the Constitution and are superior to the civil rights, to the privileges and duties that they want you to be looking at under the Constitution. They're two different positions. So when they do the blood draw from that woman, which, by the way, she should sue them personally over that.
Yeah.
But when they did that blood draw, they were within their rights. Unless you said, I am not a U.S. citizen, unless you understand that in the application for a passport, passports are given to two sets of people, U.S. citizens and non-citizen nationals. One is superior to the other. One has all the rights. The other has privileges and duties. So when they say in California, for instance, parents are not allowed to educate their children under the California education system, that is true because a parent is not a mother. Mother has rights that parent does not have.
Lauren, thank you so much for the call. John, go ahead. What do you think about Lauren's comments?
Well, I think two things. First of all, absolutely right. The freedom of the individual. Does the freedom of the individual come as a statement by the government? Yes, we're going to give you individual freedom. Of course not. You know, individual freedom is prior to any government, any
That's
state,
right. Lauren,
any 100% authority.
Right.
No question about that. One cautionary note, if you try to go into the legal system, the corrupt legal system of the United States, and argue your case as being, you know, not this kind of citizen, but I'm this kind of private or sovereign individual or whatever it is, now you're taking on a corrupt system where the first casualty is the truth. So you better know what choice you're making. You're entering the lion's den.
Well, that's
whether
you know,
you're right or wrong is mostly not relevant. It's
John, I've got a friend of mine who did that with the housing crisis and what was going on. And what happened with him was they basically told him, they basically found him in contempt, not relevant, just to drop the gavel. They wouldn't even let him speak. Okay, we're going to Jerry in Ohio. Jerry, you've got a comment object, blue beam, go ahead, from Ohio. Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Ted, John. God bless you. Keep up the good work. Getting back to what you was talking about, the fake news, here in Ohio, we're just bombarded by all these fake stories. And I was wondering, with this Project Bluebeam, have you heard where they're, kicking it up a notch? Because I know they used it during Desert Storm. And if they want to make somebody think that a war is breaking out, you know, they can project army tanks, jets in the sky. They can project all these things. They're fake lying signs and wonders, like it says in 2 Thessalonians, that people will be deceived. But have you heard anything new where they're kicking up the project a little bit more? I know they're using it for mind altering also.
Jerry, thanks for the call. John, what do you know about Project Bluebeam and the basically, I guess it would be a 3D holographic projection they're using to basically make people think that things are really happening that aren't really happening?
Well, I don't know of any new updates on that, but, you know, on more pedestrian terms, all you have to do is go to the movies, I mean, or watch television and see, you know, horrific scenes of destruction over and over and over and over again, on and on and on and on. So what's the purpose of that? It's to entrain the brain to expect disaster, catastrophe, war, etc. And, of course, pumping up fake reasons for going to war is part and parcel of what the military-industrial complex is all about. I mean, if they couldn't do that, they would go broke.
They could have
a war
bit, yeah.
If you're a defense contractor. Otherwise, you know, what are you going to do? You always got to develop new billion-dollar weapons and this and that and the other thing, and you've got to have fake reasons for going to war. So that's just, you know, standard media policy. I mean, look at all the reporters, look at all the anchors who, when we went to war in Iraq, the second time in particular, just simply ignored looking at whether or not there really was truth behind it. The yellow cake, whole catastrophe, and Colin Powell and so forth. Everybody just jumped on the bandwagon and said, oh, of course we got to go to war. Of course we've got to kill more people.
And John, one other thing I want you to share with the listeners. You know, a lot of times when they say we're going to Baghdad and they do a story, they're standing in front of a green screen, the reporter is, and they're putting the scenery in behind them, and that person may or may not even be in Baghdad. Tell the listeners about that.
Yes, Ian, and flubbed that once. But here's something even more ridiculous, and I started to say this before one of the breaks. You've got a field reporter in Iraq who's supposedly on the scene or in Egypt during, quote, Arab Spring, you know, up to the minute from NBC, here we go, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that guy in the field in Egypt or in Baghdad or whatever, he's not running around picking up, you know, the latest news. He's getting his news back from New York.
That's right.
He could be in a public restroom in Chicago, you know, doing his report from the field. There's nothing real about that. See, the anchor's not really a reporter, and the field reporter is not really a reporter. All that is canned information they've got up front. I know this from years in the media.
Narrative.
And it's just a show. It's a charade.
It's
to convince the people that watch the news that, oh, the guy in the field really knows what's going on. No, he doesn't. He has no clue. He's staying in a ritzy hotel somewhere, you know.
That's right. He may not even be in the field. Let's go back to the phones. Ken Johnson in Tennessee, your question for John Rappaport.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'd like to know Mr. Rappaport's opinions about whether or not he feels that Adam Lanza and James Holmes of infamous shootings could have been mind-controlled windups.
Yes, in fact, first of all, psychiatric drugs equal mind control. You don't have to go to, you know, all kinds of exotic programs, of which there are many, to find that. All you've got to do is start giving hundreds of thousands of people SSRI antidepressants like Prozac, Zoloft, and Paxil, and studies absolutely show that a certain percentage of these people are going to become violent. They're going to kill themselves. They're going to kill other people. It happened in Columbine. It's happened in numerous cases. Kip Kinkle in Oregon killed people after being on these drugs or withdrawing from these drugs, which is even more dangerous than being on them. So the link between psychiatry and violence is absolutely the case. And then notice what happens after these shootings. President comes out and he says, well, we need more mental health facilities.
That's right.
Wow. That means more of the same drugs given to people, supposedly to prevent the violence when it actually causes violence. So this is one of these, you know, reversals that fool the public, because these drugs absolutely create violence. So mind control? You bet. But it doesn't have to be, you know, we're going to hypnotize you and make you do this. You give a certain number of people, hundreds of thousands of people, these drugs, and you're going to get a certain percentage of them going out and killing people. It just happens.
Okay. Mike in Virginia, you got a question for John Rapoport on mind control. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, how you doing? We're talking about the deceptions and all that. All this deception has happened a long, long time ago. And please don't cut me off quick. I'm going to say what I got to say. I'll be under a minute. Okay? The deception started a long time ago when Yahweh's name was replaced with God. Okay? Yeshua's name was replaced with Jesus Christ. Okay? Jesus Christ is a healing deity of the Greeks. At any rate, I've had pastors and chaplains and ministers and all agree with me that his name is Yahweh, but what does it matter? We can call him God. We can call him anything.
Okay, Mike, I agree with you. It should be Yahweh and Yeshua. You're absolutely right. You have a question for John Rapoport.
Okay. Well, like I said, the question is, it's not really a question. It's a statement. Like I said, all this, Ultra and all, MK Ultra and all, this started, like you said, a long time ago. He had mentioned about in the scriptures how they've been sacrificing children to the pagan gods for thousands of years.
Okay, Mike, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to Francis in North Carolina. Thank you, Mike, for the call. Back with the final segment. We're becoming starting off with Francis in North Carolina for the first phone call for the final segment. Guys, let's not call any more in because I don't want to be taking a bunch of phone calls. We only have 3 more minutes left of the show. And so we'll be right back with the final segment with John Rapoport.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, thank you for holding on along with us. We're coming back to the final segment with John Rappaport, one of my favorite guests on the Power Hour. Absolutely brilliant man. Go to his website, nomorefakenews.com. Sign up for his email. It's absolutely free. And while you're on the computer doing all that, go to healthmasters.com and sign up for my health newsletter and updates. They're absolutely free. And basically, support us. And there I said basically again. I was told, John, I couldn't use the word basically anymore. So I'm being careful trying not to use that. Every once in a while I pick a favorite word. So I'm going to joke about it. So every time I catch myself, I'm going to say something. Okay, Francis in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, fellas. Got a quick question for John and a quick comment for you, Ted.
Go ahead.
First of all, the question is that he may know about, but I don't know, is what percentage of the pedophiles that are dealing with all this drugging of children and whatnot are male versus female or vice versa?
And as for the comment
for you, Ted, when I went to look up about that beast that's in Revelation, that is a genetically engineered creature, whereas the flame-dressed queen or whatever that's riding on that lion at the halftime show in the Super Bowl has no horns on its head or multiple heads on it. It's just simply a lion, although I have to admit that what she was doing was obscene to start with.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, the Isis, if you look at the hieroglyphs with Isis from the Egyptian pyramids, she's riding, standing and riding on the back of a lion. And so, but you're right, there wouldn't be the beast of Revelation, but it would be, the lion that Isis comes riding in on. John, what do you know about male and female pedophiles, what the ratio is on that?
Well, as far as I can detect, it's overwhelmingly male.
That's what I thought.
Overwhelmingly male. Now, whether, they're abusing and destroying the lives of little boys, little girls. I mean, it's all across the board, all across the board.
Any other questions for him, Francis?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any more questions?
That was it. Someone
Francis,
else
thank you so much, Francis. Francis is one of my favorite callers. I love her when she calls. She always keeps me in line. You know, John, this has been an incredibly interesting hour with me, with you. I mean, I really enjoyed doing this. And again, I want everybody to go to NoMoreFakeNews.com. I read John's newsletters every single day when he sends them out, and they're absolutely incredible. And I want everybody to get on that newsletter list, and plus you can also look at his work on Exiting the Matrix. What's the thing? What can you leave us with this morning, John? We've got like a minute and a half. What can you leave us with? What do you think we should do in the aggregate as a people right now?
Well, there are many things I could say about that, but the major thing is we have to preserve and protect freedom of choice in every area of life where it's possible to do that, because what we're seeing now is the destruction of that. We could have talked, and I'm sure we will another time, more about vaccines, but people can see that this whole measles fraud epidemic is being used to say, you have no choice. You've got to get it. The kids have to get it. Got to get all the vaccines. All, 69 doses of vaccines for little children have to happen. You don't have any choice. All across the line in life, that's what we're seeing. Got to preserve that freedom to choose, because if that goes away, the whole show's over.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if we don't have freedom of choice, freedom to know what to do with freedom of our own bodies, and then we just go back into medical tyranny of the Nazis, concentration camps and death camps and experimentation on humans. My guest for the second hour has been John Rappaport. Support him. Go to his website. I want to thank him for being on with me today. God bless you guys, and we'll see you the next time.